If you're going to San Francisco, make sure to put the Feast of Fools in your iPod and listen to it every single day. Mark and Fausto and their friends will entertain you and make you go gay. Hi, this is Fausto Fernos.
And I'm Mark Villian.
And we are walking, trolling around the streets of San Francisco. Let me turn up the volume here a little bit. Hello, can you guys hear me now? So we are having a lovely time, and so are the rest of the gang, Miss Ronnie, Sally, and Amanda Steinstein is in transit right now in an undisclosed location. And Steven Peterson.
She's not at CCBC, is she?
No, she didn't get stuck at that seedy Palm Springs motel.
No, she's just on her way, so she'll be here today. We'll see her shortly.
And then tonight we are going to be rushing our way to the Stud to check out the Tranny Shack, home of Heclina and her friends.
Well, no, not tonight. Tonight, I mean, well, we're going there
right yesterday, now. Yesterday,
yes. We're on our way there now, but tonight is our show at the Stud, our live podcast starting at 7 p.m., so be there. Don't be late.
And that is somewhere in... where is the Stud in San Francisco? It's like on 9th Street, I think.
I think it's 9th and whatever this street is right here. What's this street? Folsom?
It's Folsom, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Folsom.
So like the Folsom Street Fair.
Part of the Leather Daddy neighborhood.
I noticed that. There's a lot of stores with some very suggestive outfits in the windows.
One here, a little leather, et cetera, et cetera.
And they have, you know, I've always wanted a blue and black, cruelty-free, vegan motorcycle racing leather jacket. Do you think that's something I can possibly get?
Well, how could you get a leather, cruelty-free leather vegan jacket?
Well, it would be made out of vinyl or something like that. You know, vegan vinyl.
Well, yeah, I suppose you could find... Oh, and there it is, right there. But that's a cop uniform. Are you one?
Yeah, I don't want to be dressed up as a police officer. I want to be speed racer.
Sure? You might get some sexy results.
I already got plenty of sexy results. As Tay-Tay McCones once said to me, I got plenty of honey at home. I need the jams and the jellies to make my toast sing.
What does that mean?
Well, a long time ago, one of our shows got canceled. And back when I was a children's living in Austin, Texas, and we were at a diner, a late night diner, and this black drag queen was sitting there eating eggs and toast. And we were looking at her and we're just like, what a fascinating woman. I don't know if you guys have heard the story. So we were talking about her, and of course she probably heard us talking about her. And she turned to me and said, excuse me, boys, do you have any jams or jellies in your table? Because the waitress forgot to bring me mine. And I said, well, I don't have any, but we got plenty of honey here, sweetie. And she said, well, I don't need any of that. I'm married to Red McCombs. You know Red McCombs. He's the owner of the San Antonio Spurs. Hi, my name is Tay-Tay McCombs. I'm running for the first black woman to be president of the United States of America. Would you like to sign my petition so I can be on the ballot of this Democratic candidate?
Really?
It was. And so I was like, absolutely. And so I signed her petition, it's not a petition, isn't it? Technically, it's a... What is it? When you collect signatures for a nomination,
it's... Yeah, you petition to be on the ballot. I think it is called a petition, okay. Isn't it?
Well, okay, so... And so I looked up in her petition, and it had the ingredients to a cocktail recipe.
Ooh. Have you ever made it? Do you remember what it is?
Well, I said... I don't remember exactly what it was, but I said... Tay-Tay, I think someone's vandalized your petition. They put the ingredients to a cocktail in there. She's like, oh. That's a recipe for a Brandy Alexander in it. That has lots of whiskey in it, you know. Whiskey makes my pussy burn.
Literally burn?
And it literally made... No, sweetie, I don't have the time. But I got lots of honey, sugar. That was a... transient?
Good old, transient.
Is that a respectable word to call someone who lives urban nomad, asking me for the time.
Right. And it's midnight because we're late.
Yeah, we are late to Tranny Shack. So we're trying to get in. And JoJo and Sally and the whole... It's like pretty much anybody who's ever... Any drag queen or club kid that has ever been on the Feast of Fools is here in the show last night and tonight. So it's interesting to see. I'm going to be taking some pictures and to see how their outfit changes, if at all. Or they just sleep in their outfit. You know, some of them do.
It's not really good to sleep in your outfit with all that makeup on, because you get like you get an infection or something.
Well, the infection will heal.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, hey, there's the. I bet Amanda's staying at that hotel.
At the best something place or another
in the world.
The best place in the world. And you thought we were going to give you a free ad?
No.
At the holiday that's in everyone's heart, at the comfort that you feel when you
right
finally
the top
check
of
in.
The hill.
Yes.
Yeah, but what else?
At the motel that
What do you do with La Quinta? What's
I don't
that?
Know. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, let's talk about these bowls. Silk.
But we're gonna be late.
Let's go. All right.
You don't want to talk about these bowls?
No.
Those are like those trendy, awful bowl sinks that seem to everybody with, you know that you're in a rich person's house when you go into the bathroom and instead of a normal sink, they have this giant bowl that you wash your face in, and it drives me absolutely bonkers.
How do you clean around it and stuff? Because you know it spills over.
I'm like, am I making a salad or am I puking into this thing or am I washing my face? What am I doing with this thing?
I don't know, but they sure look fancy.
Ooh, the stud. It has a kind of a Western kind of thing.
Wow. Ooh. One of our listeners just emailed to us. He worked here at the stud for over 10 years. Greg Crandall, who lives in Hong Kong now.
So you can hear the music inside. So we're going to take a little break and listen to the show. So right now they're having an intermission, I guess, for the night of 1,000 Michael Jacksons at Tranny Shack, and from Chicago, I don't know what it's called, but it's we're joined by JoJo from Chicago. Whoa, hello, JoJo! I can't believe you're here. What? And Sally, of course.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Hello.
I'm trying to get Sally to do a more draggy voice. This whole trip we've been going,
my name is Delilah Bouvier.
Hey girl, how you doing?
Gorgeous. What? Gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous.
That's Mimi Marks. Good to see you here in where are we?
JoJo,
San Francisco.
We're in San Francisco. Thank you.
It's so funny. When I was in New York, somebody came up to me and was like, isn't LA great? And I was like, you're in New York. And the same thing happened here. Somebody said, isn't New York great? And I was like, you're in San Francisco.
You know what? That happened to me at our live show on Sunday.
Good drugs on the skirts of
America.
You're
traveling so much and you just forget where the fuck you are, you know?
JoJo, I heard you were in Teen Vogue.
Yeah, what?
I'm a teenager. I'm in Teen Vogue.
Why are you in Teen Vogue?
I'm in W. I'm in Fashion Rocks. I'm in Entertainment Weekly.
Okay, I can understand those, but why Teen Vogue?
I'm in Miss Shape's book, and I was only there for 20 minutes in New York, and I made their book. So, go on.
And it was because of your natural beauty.
I did spot for them. Yeah, it was fun.
Are you like a teen idol? Are you like the Corey Haim of 2007? What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on here? It's like, are we going to lose you to the mainstream press?
I think I'm finally being recognized for some kind of fashion, you know, whatever.
Well, you look fantastic. Have you always been a fashion trendsetter? And so has Sally. And but you guys are really the sister divas of Chicago in terms when it comes to color and flawlessness.
We're trying to scare him here in San Francisco.
It doesn't take much. But you are.
I don't know those girls. They were pretty fierce up there in the Michael Jackson thing. They did some good routines up there.
What were those queens' names that did Janet and Michael together.
That was awesome.
That was one of. Are you questioning me? Was the song in that video?
Scream.
Scream.
It was the song for.
Are you always? Are you, whatever. That was great though.
Scream, but it was fantastic.
The guy who was Janet Jackson was hot.
Yeah, actually,
body
I could see him
down, body down.
And one thing I was exposed to here. I was always told about it, but I had to see it for myself. Were the
good thing you
the
weren't
folk
exposing
queens?
People.
No, the folk queens. I was really amazed. I was like, wow. And then
it's girls pretending to be boys to be girls. It's
be
like
girls
Victor Victoria.
It's really cool.
You know, I have to say that your eyes look so pretty, Sally. Are you wearing contacts?
Of course I am.
JoJo, can we have a skull in the pot update?
Okay, what happened? So about 4 months ago, JoJo was shopping for mannequins on eBay and accidentally discovered a guy who was selling human skulls. And when he went to buy one in the house, there was one boiling on a pot. And you called the police and they came and arrested the guy.
Well, it turned out that he gets the skulls, yes, from China, but they're actually Tibetan monks, and the Chinese government is trying to, like, dispose of the bodies, so why not make a profit on their bones?
So has the writers, who does produces Law and Order? Is it that, what is that, John Woo?
Wolf or something like that.
John Wolf.
Dick Wolf,
yes. Have they contacted you at all for, because I know this is going to be on Law and Order soon enough.
I don't know.
You know it is.
I hope they get a good queen to play me.
Why not play yourself? But so he did, but they technically he didn't do anything illegal, right? So they never really arrested him.
No, he bought some skulls from the Chinese government, and they're trying to get rid of Tibetan monks.
Francisco. Okay, we're at the Tranny Shack.
And you better wear some
of the basements of Chicago.
And you don't think that there's not skulls boiling in that Tranny Shack right now? Come on.
I know. Right now, it is hot as an oven inside there. I'm a little bit concerned, you know.
Bodies in there, and they're all pressed up.
And here comes a diva, Steven Peterson. So, you know, I have to say that the Scream, the Janet Jackson number, was fantastic. And it's really interesting to see the myriad of costumes and images that Michael Jackson has done through the years.
It's so nice to see girls dressing up again and playing with the boys, because that's been gone since Club Kid days. It's nice to see it back in another club.
And it's interesting that the gay people here in San Francisco are making a very bold and loud statement that Michael Jackson is a big old drag queen.
That's not his. That's really makeup that he's wearing.
That's well, you know, his whole face and his whole identity is kind of a drag. It's like even races. And we're joined here by Steven and Miss Ronnie.
How's it going?
Hi. Everybody is here, and we are going to be live at The Stud tonight at 7 p.m.
And heck, Lena is here, but hiding out of drag.
Why is she doing that?
I don't know, but she was here because she told a Michael Jackson joke. She's in some kind of ball cap up there hiding.
So it's going to be a surprise.
She's here to count the money. That's what she's doing. I know drag queens, and that's what she's doing.
Well, maybe it's like they did a very bold joke inside there, and so I guess I'll have to follow up with her. What was the joke?
I can't believe how open and free they are with the AIDS jokes. I was just like, my jaw hit the floor.
And what was the joke that they made?
It was like, what's the difference between Heclina and Michael Jackson?
And the answer was?
One of them has AIDS. I was like,
no, AIDS.
AIDS. I was like, that was not funny.
It was bold and gutsy, and I think that's actually, from what I recall, it might be one of Heclina's bits.
Or is it her jokes? That's what, okay.
Her bits. Like, what's the difference between, you know, Dorothy Hamill and Heclina?
Because I think someone's standing in for her tonight.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I don't know who these people are, and it's like, I turned to one of the drag queens and I actually asked her, it's like, can we interview you outside? And she said, sure, I'd love to. And I'm like, is your name Cookie Dough? And she was like, well, I thought Cookie Dough was here.
No, not to get a queen's name
somebody.
Wrong.
I was so fucked up. I'm so sorry.
It's weird to have somebody else with a Cookie Dough name, because I had a roommate, Cookie Dough, in Chicago, and now he lives in New York. He's been in the south of France for a while, but he's back in New York.
You leave the country, somebody takes
queen. So it's weird to see a white queen.
Well, you know, before I was Faustina, my drag name was Lady Bunny. Did you know that?
Do you know how to spell?
No, I don't. It was L-A-D-E-Y-E-E-M.
I was coming up with a drag name. I thought of Champagne Sip, and then I was like, I might as well just go by the name my mother used to call me, and that's JoJo Baby, so that's why I kept it.
And you can legally change your name.
I just did, yeah.
To Mr. Baby.
Mr. JoJo Baby.
Paging Mr. Baby.
Like, that's Mr. Baby to you?
Baby.
I liked in the newspaper in Chicago, it said baby found skull in pot.
So I'm just curious, and maybe you guys already talked about this, but how does this compare to what you're used to from drag in Chicago?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
It's very different, and I like that they're meshing both, or all three, the drag queens, the faux queens, and the faux kings. And they're on the
like
same stage.
In Chicago's trying to be fishy, you know?
Yeah, right now.
That's why me and Sal get so much heat, is because we do whiteface, and they're like, girl, you'd be so pretty if you just did drag. And it's like, we're not, don't you get it?
Anybody can do pretty. Why not be like pretty freaky, pretty scary, pretty, you know, whatever, something else. Do more fantasy, you know? Anybody can, go ahead.
You know, as a fantasy, you know, the kind of makeup that I personally choose to express myself in is the same as
Mac.
And makeup forever.
Well, I'm also like into the fantasy stuff, but you know, everybody has their own path they're going to follow as an artist, and certainly Michael Jackson's followed a very unconventional path. And you know,
he doesn't use makeup, he uses a knife.
No, he uses little boys. I was expecting to find people coming to the show with little babies with masks on them and like passing them out, like, you know, shaking them and dangling them out. I don't know.
Well, to answer Steven's question, I think it's also the crowd here is very young. They're also seems like it's kind of like, I feel like I'm at a college party here, right?
Yeah, yep.
You know, and it's like some, and I see a lot of hot straight guys enjoying this drag show. Right?
There's a little of everything here, and that's what I like.
I always thought San Francisco was the gay mecca, and I just thought walking down the street, everybody was gay, and that's not so here.
It's not. No, but they're very gay friendly, and the men find it flattering.
Market. We went to the Folsom Street Market, and there were there were frat boys there taking pictures of girls' tits. You know, it's like, oh, come on.
It's just like our market days at home.
But only with a little gay twist.
And a lot more leather.
So, Ronnie, what's your take on this whole scene here? Are you flabbergasted?
I'm flabbergasted. Okay. To say what JoJo was saying, it was like, you thought that everyone was gay. I'm thinking to myself, how do you know they're not?
That's true. You know, it is interesting because I was actually, like, talking to this really hot surfer dude and his girlfriend. And I asked him, I was like, why'd you come to see this? And he's like, because I love drag queens.
What's great about the crowd here as well, though, is that, you know, I was telling Sally earlier that I don't feel intimidated by the crowd here. Like, this is a very, you know, mixed sort of, not, you know, your usual Twinkie queens that you see in the Castro. Like, this is a really friendly environment for sort of the average person.
But that's what I found to be about San Francisco. People in San Francisco are not trying to go for that glam. They are going for comfort, which is sexy.
It is very sexy. I love those open-toed shoes.
You cannot spit and not hit a tattoo somewhere.
Love that. Everybody has a tattoo here.
All inked. They're going to hell.
I smell the patchouli just flowing through the air.
Have you been to Hate Street?
We did. We walked around it today.
Shopping there. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. We have to go back to the hotel. One of my outfits.
I already bought everything on Hate Street.
No. I left my purple Madonna thing.
Clean them out, JoJo.
I bought all the...
Okay, Sal went to a leather shop, and they're breeding cows as we speak due to Sal's success.
Lenish what I bought today.
Sally was trying to tell you that one of the maids at the Doubletree is now walking around in his costume.
Sal is wearing Sal E's purple costume and looking fabulous and going to a quinceañera tomorrow with his...
She's going to save that shit for Halloween.
You lost your you lost your purple kimono?
I left it in the closet because I didn't want it to get wrinkled, and I thought I checked everything, and I was waiting to pack it last, and sure enough, I emptied
so
my...
Shady home. Sally, that woman is... She's got her heart wrapped around that kimono, and you're going to take it back.
Well, call. It's probably still there.
I did. If we can stop by and pick it up.
Yeah.
They said they can hold it for 90 days, and I'm like, okay.
Can they mail it?
I'm going to have to call them tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's easier.
Another thing. Do you have our podcast award?
Yes, I do. I was trying to hold it, and
I was freaking
somebody
out.
Somebody busted me out. Someone left it in my room.
I was freaking out, and I was
How
calling.
How long did it take for you to find
I
out?
Was calling them immediately.
Really?
I was calling all the hotels. I didn't even think. I was embarrassed to say it was like we
lost
it. I didn't want to tell you guys, and I was
I was in tears,
and I was like.
Sam wanted to do the Travelocity Gnome. Here's the podcast award on the Golden Gate Bridge. Here's the podcast award by the Fisherman's Wharf.
Well, where was it? We left it in your room?
Yep, right on top of my desk.
I was so heartbroken. I was calling. I was like, are you sure it didn't turn up? And I was like, I was embarrassed. Well, even in the show, we said, we thought we had brought it. And we,
oops,
you
yeah,
know?
I thought it was
I didn't want to tell
it. Bag.
Yes, I have it. The award is safe with me.
You lose everything. I left my dress at the bar.
I lost my mind.
And you,
it was funny you left the bar naked like that. It was
so I got home real quick, honey. Cars were stopping. I mean, it was like Madonna, you know. I was like,
did you guys find Bonnie's boy butter?
I did. I have it. We started using it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is any of it left?
Use it on toast. So there we go.
Heart in San Francisco.
I left my heart, mind, and soul in San Francisco. You know, it's interesting. It's like, this is kind of a breeding ground. It has a great history of grassroots drag queens and alternative gay culture, and it's such an honor to be here. And so we're going to be thrilled to be meeting you guys tonight at the Stud, and that's going to be at 9th and what, Stephen?
It's 10th and Harrison.
10th and Harrison.
Everyone will probably remember, but it's nice to think that Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and the Mamas and the Papas, you know, wandered these streets too.
And the guy who sang, "Are you going to San Francisco?"
That was a
woman. We're going to get fined for that. We're going to get fined for that.
I'm going to put you in a headlock, Fausto. Stop it.
Ronnie, if you're going to San Francisco, what should you make sure to bring? Where?
Walking shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Today we went sightseeing and...
And get the brakes fixed on your cars.
We went down that squiggly road. What's that road called?
Lombard Street.
Lombard Street. It's a must if you come to San Francisco.
We rode down it today too, and I said, you know what I want to do? I want to ride down this in a giant teacup, like a Disney ride or something like that. Would that be fun?
At the Chateau Trivoli, it's an old painted lady, and it is fabulous.
Do you want to tell people your exact room number so that their stalkers can come?
We're in the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're in the basement, and it's beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Now, we met each other at the Winchester House yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys?
It was Haynes.
Okay. Quick follow up on the Winchester House. What is the Winchester House, Ronnie?
Sarah Winchester was the widow of the Winchester, the guy who invented the repeating Winchester rifle. And she was an eccentric old woman. You know, she was either haunted or she had OCD. I don't know which one it was. But that's JoJo's room number.
No,
she was 4'10". That's right. She was 4'10". And she kept building and building and building her house. And in a seance, one of the spirits said that you will die when you stop building.
And she died when she stopped building.
She never stopped building.
I liked her. She knew who she was.
Teeny tiny doors. It felt like we were in an Alice in Wonderland house.
Okay, but can we recap? Do we still have time?
Yeah.
All right, so then...
Wait, hold on a second. Ronnie, you said that you like her because you were possessed by her, or you got to know her how?
I was possessed by her sense of self, honey. That woman knew exactly what she wanted to do. She said, put a door over there by that wall. And they're like, Miss Winchester, that wall is to the outside. She said, damn it, put a wall there.
Your services are no longer needed.
If you cannot do what the fuck I tell you to do, why am I hiring you?
And then she
said, did you not get paid?
She said, if I ever die, you need to charge $5 for a Diet Coke.
For a Diet Coke. That bitch got my money.
You know, and if she lived in 2007, she'd be probably designing websites that way, Steven.
Yeah, you know, I...
Put a goddamn email program in here, but it's
right
like...
Right here in the middle of the M&F'ing page. I'm trying to be ladylike.
I was disappointed. I didn't enjoy it as much. They didn't have any of the original furniture. Yeah, Sally was really disappointed by that as well. And the other thing is, I've done a lot of tours of Victorian homes, like the Vanderbilt homes in Rhode Island, and it just seemed to me like it wasn't very authentic. Like, they had repainted it with, like, yellow IKEA paint all over the place.
I believe I captured a spirit on digital.
Now, Ronnie, you took a lot of pictures because you were hoping to capture the altered states.
But, however, I will say, when we went to Akbar, when we went for our sound check, this is changing subjects, there was a very attractive young man on the corner. And
even the homeless people out here are hot.
Well, this is Los Angeles.
They have to be.
Silver Lake.
In LA. And so he's on the cell phone, and I go up to him, and I'm like, excuse me, do you know where the nearest Starbucks is at? Even in California, I'm still highly caffeinated. So then he's like, no, I'm not sure. My friend Mark, who came along with us, he's like, that is someone from Dirty Sanchez.
That's Mario, right, Sal? And I'm like, no, they all look the same down here.
What is Dirty Sanchez?
See, I couldn't be. There is a comedian.
Smacked Fausto.
There's a comedian named Jackie Beat, and that's Jackie Beat.
We know Jackie Beat.
Not that I would know who it was, because I couldn't begin to tell you who it was.
Last comic standing, and they tried to make her laugh, and she was not budging.
Now, she sat and watched their entire show, and nobody introduced us to her.
I didn't recognize her because she didn't have a face on.
Wait,
She was in boy clothes.
In the entire show.
She sat in the back of the audience, from what I understand,
really?
And she watched the entire event.
She was there?
Yes, she was.
I am so offended. Jackie, if you're listening, I'm going to beat you, bitch.
Jackie, thank you for coming. I asked her because here's the thing. So then
nobody told me until after the fact. So.
Well,
the people at the venue told me.
So anyway, so the thing was that Steven and I had to get some cakes, and then we were going to drop them off at the venue. Well, that young man, Mario, is changing groceries from one car to the other. And I was like, excuse me, because my friend Marcus said, that's Mario from Dirty Sanchez. Once again, like, I know who Dirty Sanchez is. And I said, excuse me, are you a lead singer for Dirty Sanchez? He goes, yes, I am. I said, you know what? My friend loves you. Would you mind saying something? And so he did a little video thing for my friend Mark. And then he goes, that's Jackie B. Not that I would know who she is out of paint, but there she is. And she was gracious enough to give me a picture, but she's like, don't post that as Jackie. I said, I won't. I said, we're doing a show here. Would you mind coming? She's like, girl, I got to rehearse, but thank you anyway. I'm like, well, you're more than welcome to be, you know. I wish I'd have known.
She did come out then.
So you talked to her too?
On MySpace.
Oh, on MySpace. Okay.
I invite everybody, you know me.
If you ever get to see them perform,
they're amazing.
They do magic acts on act.
They make big, long, phallic things disappear on stage.
Now, Fausto, you know what a Dirty Sanchez is as opposed to the band Dirty Sanchez, right?
Okay, this is where I excuse myself from the interview.
Can we have a demonstration, please?
We'll leave that for the show comments.
So you can Wikipedia what a Dirty Sanchez is. So it's a lurid sexual act. But
send us your own photos of a Dirty Sanchez.
Oh my god!
That's gonna beat the splashing. Watch this.
Okay, so let's wrap this up here. Ronnie, are you avoiding any infection? So people on the websites are concerned about you.
Oh my god, they are worried
that you are fighting the diseases.
Your energy and your concern is like a mystical biohazard field that separates me from the unwashed public. Although, I don't know how much that worked here at the Stud, but I'm doing the best I can, but so thank you. Yes, she is okay. Thank you.
West Coast, the Stud. East Coast, the Cock. Those are the bars.
I love it.
Okay, so guys, we're going to see you tonight. We're going to wrap it up.
Have a good show, everyone.
And I want to thank Miss Ronnie and Sally, Steven Peterson and JoJo and Mark Felian, Mark Remington, and Ron Vi and Heklina, who are really lovely people, all individual selves.
And the club creatures are here. Yep.
Let me wrap this up, and I just wanted to say, it's like I'm surrounded by lots of love and beautiful people and creativity, and I'm just honored to be sharing the stage and sharing you guys with the rest of the world.
And we feel likewise, baby.
So you can visit our website, feastoffools.net, and comment on the show, any of their shows, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Just type in Feast of Fools. And that without
we'll
you.
See you at Showtime. We'll see you at Showtime. Without you,
we're nothing. Adios.